I reckon he's arrived at a decision that I'm almost certain he didn't want to arrive at. Dale Morris is the man we talk about, absolute champion of the Western Bulldogs Football Club, who's called it quits after 253 games, made the debut back in 2005, and he's been good enough to join us on Drive. Dale, congratulations, mate, on what has been an absolutely magnificent career for that football club. Well played.
No, thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a crazy day today, an emotional day today, but it's a good chance to reflect and actually look back on the career, which you don't get to do much when you're actually in it. But thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
How have you found today, Moz? It's, as you say, an emotional day, a lot demanded of you. Have you let it just wash over you, or has it kind of caught you off guard a little bit?
How are you, Bobby? We had a chat yesterday, and you can prepare as best you like for a day like today, but nothing can quite prepare you for it. It's hit me, you know, pretty hard, to be honest, because as a kid, your lifelong dream is to play footy. That's your dream job, and you get to do it, and then one day you got to stop doing it. So it's pretty full on, but like you said, emotional day. There's a lot of emotions, but really excited now about the future and what that holds.
How did it go when you told the players, mate? It's one of those moments that you know, players think about a lot. It's a privilege in a sense, but it's also one that can be treated with a little bit of dread of finally letting go and telling your teammates. How did you find it?
You're 100% right there. I thought I was going to be fine. I thought I was going to be okay, and I'll hold it together. But there was a few tears there because it just means so much. Before we actually got in there, today, Charlie, my youngest, said, "Dad, I've never seen you cry." And today you got to see Daddy cry, which was the first, which, you know, it just goes to show how much, you know, the playing group and the club means to me. And, you know, it's a full-on moment and a big decision and something that, it's not an easy decision to come to, but it's an inevitable one at the end of the day.
A lot of emotion, a lot of tears. Also, a difficult day for Matty Boyd as well, who's had to sort of go through his second retirement.
Yep.
You two have been mixed up for a long time.
Many, many times.
Yeah. So, have you thought about your old mate in the number five?
No, I wonder if he's actually copped it from people saying congrats on your retirement this time around. My photo got thrown around when he retired, so technically I've retired twice now.
So you've both gone two times around.
Dale, I said to Bob at the start of the show that I don't imagine that you would have necessarily seen this day coming or necessarily would have wanted to accept that this day was going to be part of your reality, that maybe you thought you could just keep on going. Is that who you are?
Yeah, definitely. That's just in my makeup. I want to play forever. So I've got the fire alarm going on at home. Tim's burning something in the kitchen.
Jeez,
and they're racing over. No, it's all good.
You better make sure the house isn't burning.
I just pop my head around the corner and, it's all under control now.
Give us the update in the Morris house. What is actually, is it a crumpet that's been left in the toaster for too long? What's going on?
No, there's pumpkin in the oven, there's sweet potato, there's some meat in there, it's all going, it's all happening.
Lovely, coming over to your place for dinner.
But that's thrown me a bit. What was the question again?
Just that notion that somebody like you who gives the impression that you could play forever has to, you know, accept the fact that that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, definitely. It's in my makeup to look at the positive side. And, with everything that I've been through in my career, I've never really seen it as the injury that ends it all. I've always thought that I could recover, bounce back and get back into it and be able to play for a long, long time. But, unfortunately in footy, it does come to that point. And even this time around, it's like the third knee in 2 years, which doesn't look good for a 36-year-old. But even then, I had the operation. And in my mind, I was thinking, you know what? I still think I can rehab this. I still think that I can get out there and play. But there's a lot more to that decision to play on than just whether I think I can. There's a lot of conversations that I had with Bevo and the footy club around that. And, if I was to play on, And the ACL can take anywhere from 9 to 12 months. If it took 12 months, I only play half a year as a 37-year-old. And then what does that look like for beyond then? Would I play on as a 38-year-old after that? And, you know, so we went through all those sorts of things. And, the best decision was to hang up the boots.
Hey, Moz, there's a very public nature of these things. The club announces it. And there's, you know, the wave of adulation that you've earned from the football public, particularly from the Bulldogs. But has there been a moment that sticks out for you? And I'm sure you've had thousands of people reaching out whose your footy career has kind of crossed paths with over the time. But is there a moment of a junior coach or an old trainer that has sort of stopped you in your tracks a little bit this week?
Yeah, it's a bit overwhelming with all the text messages and phone calls that you do get even now. And it's really, it's really humbling to get these messages from people back at your local footy club. You know, Essendon Duda Stars Footy Club, I've got some text messages from, you know, under-14s coaches, under-16s coaches, and how they've followed your career from day one and just ridden the wave with you. You know, you got family, you got friends that are doing the same thing, and it just shows you how much footy just reaches out and touches so many people. And it is quite humbling and rewarding to see that, you know, me playing footy has had an impact on so many people in such a positive way, which, you know, really makes me feel good about what I've been able to do and able to achieve, that I've been able to bring these people along on the ride with me.
Well, I'm sure you're proud of your footy career, but from one who got to play with you and from the thousands who watched you, mate, congratulations on an amazing career. We're really proud of you. Can't wait to see what life's in store for you next, but congratulations, mate. Put your feet up.
No. Yeah, thank you very much, mate. I really do appreciate it. And those times of playing together with people like yourself and, you know, everyone else throughout the career has really made me who I am as a player and as a person, so I can't thank you enough and everyone else that I've had the pleasure of playing with. So thank you.